Welcome to the Resentment-Free Relationships Podcast. I'm Becky Smith, your certified life coach, here to help you go from exhausted and resentful to feeling connected and confident in your relationships. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome to the podcast. It is March, springtime in the desert. It is one of my favorite times here because if we get even just a little bit of rain, the desert blooms and we get all kinds of wildflowers, lots of yellows, lots of blues and purples, and even a little bit of red color. And it's just a really pretty time to get out, go on a hike. The weather's just perfect, not too hot and not too cold. So I just really like this time of year. Now today, and for the whole month of March, I want to talk about conflict. Yes, I want to talk about healthy conflict, and I want to teach you what I have learned and what I am currently learning in my own life from experts, from researchers, and things I'm learning through my clients about how to change our culture of conflict. Did you know that you have a culture of conflict in your marriage? Now, it may not be something that you sat down and wrote out the principles of your conflicts or what we would call our brand or our culture of how we fight, but it's definitely a contract that we have entered into, even probably most likely unknowingly. And often that culture of conflict is filled with some not so healthy behaviors, some ways that are really hurting the connection in a marriage. Always the first step is creating awareness of some of those behaviors, of some of those thoughts and actions that are creating this disconnection that is making conflict not productive. It's not erasing the conflict. It's not making things happy and good all the time. It's just making the conflicts ineffective. So my goal in this next month is to teach you a better way to fight or a way to disagree better. So the past couple of months, we have been doing what I call a home refresh. Not necessarily a remodel, because to me that means you're knocking down walls or pulling out cabinets. This was basically paint and floors. Nevertheless, this refresh was not easy. It was a lot of work, even though we actually paid a contractor to do the bulk of it. It was a mess. We had to pull pretty much all our furniture out, put it in the garage, or move it from room to room. And there was the mess of the demo, pulling up carpet, destroying tile. And when you do that with tile, it makes a little fine dust all over your entire house. So that's fun to clean up. It costs money, right? It's not cheap to refresh things. It's a great big fat inconvenience. Nobody wants to be in the middle of a project, right? Having people coming in and out of your house to do it, just the sheer mess of it, and just inconvenience. Also, there's a lot of decisions that need to be made when you're doing a home refresh. And when you are married, there are two people in that relationship, two people who have different minds, different thoughts, different opinions, and there's a bit of compromise and a lot of stretching to see the other person's opinion or find common ground on what you want your home to look like, how much money you want to spend, what's the timeline, etc., etc. We could go on and on for that. So the details of this refresh made me think of what it's like in our culture of conflict or the way that we fight. Often we don't really want to look at it. We just put up with the way things are. Maybe we hated that carpet. That tile really bugs us. But it's just too much to really do anything about it. And it might be like that in the way we're interacting with each other and in the way we are fighting or disagreeing. But I want to offer to you that taking the leap and refreshing your conflicts by first looking at them and seeing where you're at and then seeing where you want to be. And then there's going to be some demolition of the old ways. And it might be messy, inconvenient, and painful. Sometimes it costs money, whether that's hiring me as a coach or buying books or buying a course, right? Or going to marriage counseling. Whatever it is, it's going to cost either money or time or both. It's going to have a lot of decisions involved in it. There's going to need to be some compromise, and it's definitely going to stretch you. But just like my home refresh that I love, every time I come in my house now, I feel like my house just rises up to meet me. I love it. It's beautiful to me. And maybe part of that is the sacrifice that we went through and the hard work we went through to get it. But it's so worth it to me now. And examining and looking at your culture of conflict and choosing to do the hard work to refresh it, to make it better, to upgrade it, to take your relationship to another level, my friends, it is so worth it. Because having the floors I want and the paint color I want, that's probably going to last 10 more years, and then I might change my mind again. But relationships are why we want the house. It's so we can enjoy it with our family, with our spouse. Relationships are so vital and important and worth the time, energy, mess, and inconvenience to make it better. All right, my friends, I hope you'll be listening and following along the rest of this month to learn how to refresh your culture of conflict, disagree better, and find a way of healthy conflict in your marriage. Thank you so much for listening, and bye for now. If this episode resonated with you, then I know you'd love a quick one-on-one chat with me where we get to talk privately about your specific issue or concern. And you'll come away with one specific strategy that you can use today to change your life and your relationships. And the best part is, it's absolutely free. So click the link in the show notes and sign up today.